Welcome back to Sports Central Sunday edition. Bit of Rage Against the Machine there. Probably no surprise to you who know my musical taste. That's Snake Charmer off the Evil Empire album. 18 minutes to one here on SEN. Time to talk JLT Community Series now. And it's been an interesting start to the pre-season. Yes, they are practice matches. It's almost like you have to preface any comment you make about these games with yes, they're only practice matches. But some interesting signs thus far. Melbourne's win over Carlton yesterday was an absolute beauty, and we'll talk about that in some detail shortly. But the second game yesterday over in Perth, West Coast cruise past Fremantle in their derby of sorts, I guess, not an official derby, but the Eagles blew Freo off the park early. Final scores in that game, West Coast 16-11, 107 defeated Fremantle 8-4-52. And some significant highlights too, none the least the debut of Sam Mitchell for the Eagles, and I think he racked up about 10 touches in the first quarter. It was absolutely on fire. Dockers, well, they came good a bit later on. Nat Fyfe, of course, good to see him back out in the park, and a couple of those senior recruits doing the odd thing here and there. But we'll drill down a bit deeper on all the details now. Joining us on the line is Shane Hope from the Western Australian. G'day, Shane.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
No problems, mate. Not a full-on derby, obviously, but a bit of interest. Tell us about the venue, first of all. Where was that? I couldn't quite work out exactly where it is.
Yeah, so that's up in Geraldton, which is about a four-hour drive north of Perth. I've been up there for a couple of waffle games when they play in the country sometimes. And, not a bad deck, but it's absolutely massive. It's bigger than Subiaco Oval, so there was certainly plenty of space for the guys out there. And apparently it got up to about 41 degrees in Geraldton yesterday as well, so pretty tough for the all the players out there having their first hit out, the majority of them, even the Eagles when they played GWS, obviously, in the first week of the preseason series. But they only had about six or seven senior guys in that side, so most of their side was having their first hit out, just like the Freo guys were as well.
Gee, they were super impressive early, the Eagles, and like I said, none more so than Sam Mitchell. You couldn't ask for a better debut than that, really, could you?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, Mitchell. He hasn't missed a beat. He's 34 years of age, but he looks like he could play for another 3 or 4 years at this rate. 28 touches, I think you mentioned earlier, he had about 10 in the first quarter. And really, that chemistry looks good already between him and Pritis and Shuey in there as well, Gaff on a wing. So West Coast, they've got a really, really good engine room at the moment. And if Mitchell can stay up and running like that all year, I don't think he'll play all the games. He's already flagged that he might miss a couple of the longer interstate trips, but if he plays the majority of games, you'd think West Coast would get pretty good service out of him this year.
I was going to say, almost the happiest person on the ground, I think, after he got off to that start. Every time Matt Pritis got the ball, I could almost see a big grin on his face. It was like he was saying to himself, gee, it's great to have some of the pressure off my shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a flow-on effect for both of those guys, really, playing in that sort of midfield, and it flows on to a Shuey and a Gaff and these types as well. Just being able to take the pressure off each other, really. And, it's amazing the way they've been able to get together and build that chemistry so early. Really good signs heading forward for them.
And then, you know, given the midfield a little more prolific, you could probably see the forwards similarly rubbing their hands together. Josh Kennedy just kept getting out on front or on the lead, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He certainly got the better of Joel Hamling, who was obviously making his Dockers debut as well. 5 goals for Kennedy, and Lacroix bobbing up with 3 as well. Cripps and Hill, it's a dangerous forward line. So when they get that much service, the inside 50 count was something crazy. I think the Eagles had about 45, and it was roughly 20 more than Freo. So they certainly got plenty of chances, the Eagles forwards, and they don't need too many chances, guys like Kennedy and Lacroix in particular. So Kennedy, he's actually from Geraldton, so he was playing in front of the family and friends up there, and managed to give them a bit of a smile with his bag of 5.
State of origin. Now, I know you're a Fremantle man. I reckon as a Dockie, you'd have to be pretty disappointed with that, wouldn't you? I mean, they really need to make a statement early this year, I would have thought, and they didn't fire a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Really disappointing from Fremantle, and they look disinterested for a lot of it, or certainly nowhere near as interested as West Coast, which is bizarre given that, you know, it's their first hit out of the preseason. The only real positive to take out of it was that Nat Fyfe got through unscathed and looked pretty good. It was close to the best 22 as well. Sandilands and Lachie Neale weren't there. Harley Bennell, obviously. Who knows when we're going to see him. But they're probably only the real 3 names that you can bring back into that side. So it was really disappointing to see. You saw a couple of good signs from guys like Walters and Ballantyne when they did get chances up forward. Brad Hill bobbed up with a couple of goals. But yeah, there weren't a lot of positives to take out of it. And Ross Lyon, talking after the game, about a lack of effort, and it stuns me that you can have a lack of effort in your first hit out like that.
Yeah, I agree entirely. The forward setup for them is going to be interesting. Now, Cam McCarthy and Shane Kirsten, both pretty quiet, you have to say, in their first games. How do you see that forward setup working? You mentioned the little guys, you know, the likes of Walters and Ballantyne, but just looking at Kirsten and McCarthy, I still reckon they perhaps lack a real big monster of a key forward. I reckon those guys are sort of handy third tall targets, but not really as the peas in the pod.
Yeah, totally agree. They've got Matt Tavener and Michael Apness, who are the two that are going to be that more monster type that you're talking about, but we've seen Tavener slowly developing over the last few years. Apness has been sidelined by a long series of injuries, so you saw him bob up with a goal yesterday. Hopefully we can see a bit more footy out of him this year, and Tavener, that development continues. I think Ross Lyon's got a fair bit of faith in him, but he kind of has to. There's no other options there, really. He's been the understudy to Pavlich for a few years now and really needs to step up and take that mantle. And he played one really good game last year against Brisbane where you thought, OK, he might be coming of age, and kicked about five goals, took some of those big pack marks that you want to see. But we want to see a lot more of that this year if he's going to be the man to take Fremantle's forward line forward.
So where do you see these two sides finishing? I know I haven't done my ladder yet. It's pretty difficult at this stage. But West Coast, do you see them sort of holding their ground this season?
Yeah, absolutely. If Nick Natanui was in that side, I would have had him right up there as a serious top four chance. But obviously with him going out, that changes things a bit. But just having a look at Mitchell yesterday and the way he fitted into that midfield, I think that's going to propel them this season. They won't lose many games at home. That's pretty typical of West Coast. Over the last few years, when they've been a strong side, they're always winning at home. And if they can nab a few on the road, starting with that North Melbourne game in round one, then you could see them push into the top four, I would have thought. But certainly a final side, I would have thought, this season, West Coast.
And what about the Dockers? I mean, you look at that clutch of established senior talent coming in. You know, Fife back, Sandilands coming back, you think, well, they've got to be better. But performances like yesterday just got me thinking again, where do you see them finishing this year?
Yeah, I don't think they'll play finals. That's a bit of a guess at this stage. I think they could finish anywhere, I suppose, from 8th to 15th, really. Ross Lyon keeps talking about this four-year rebuild or re-plumb and re-twig or whatever words he's using these days. But this is the start of it, and I think we're going to have to, Fremantle fans will go through a bit of pain before you see them playing finals footy again. A lot of guys coming back off long layoffs as well, so you talk about the guys coming in like your Fifes and Michael Johnson, Cam McCarthy as well. They're all coming off not a lot of footy in over the last year, so might take them a while to get back into it and develop that chemistry, particularly that forward line like we've spoken about with McCarthy and Kirsten coming into that with those taller guys like Tavener and Apness as well. So I think Freo will go through a bit of pain this year and probably not play finals, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, you didn't like saying that, did you?
No, not at all. But you've got to be honest, don't you?
Absolutely. Good work, Shane. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Ryan.
That's Shane Hope from the Western Australian talking about that derby over in, well, not Perth, over near Geraldton in Western Australia. So West Coast, very big winners over Fremantle.